We moved up here in 63, and in 64 was the earthquake, and we lived in a duplex on Mount Edgecombe, and we had five sons, and the children were 10, 9, 7, 5, and 3. When Kent first started working at Mount Edgecombe there at the school, he was invited by Henry Langfeld to go over there for music, or we were invited to do this. So we were doing this for a while. On a Friday night, we'd go over there. And it just so happened on this particular night, we made the decision to let our oldest boy be in charge of the five, of the his four younger brothers.
There was no bridge. We were here BB before the bridge.
On this particular night, instead of taking the shore boat across, we took a skiff, a 16-foot lap strake skiff.
And we were about halfway to the Langfeld beach where we were going to beach the boat and then walk up. And Warren stood up in the bow and he said, "Did you feel that? Did you feel that?" And this was about 20 to 7 in the evening, and none of us could feel that. No, what are you talking about? About 9 o'clock, we got a call from the island, from our son, Steve, who is staying at the house with the kids. And he says, "Hey, Dad, there's been an earthquake. And we've been told to evacuate from the house and go up to the fourth floor of the Public Health Service Hospital." We were stuck there. We were stuck on Sitka side, and the shore boat was on the Mount Edgecombe side, and they weren't going to go again until the next morning.